The Twins going for a season-best fifth consecutive win, taking on the Brewers at Miller Park. Dietrich Enns making his big league debut on the hill for Minnesota. Pick it up second inning, no score. Byron Buxton facing Zach Davies.
From the stretch, infield up on the right field side, swinging a line drive, base hit to right. One run's going to score, and they will hold Rosario at second. There is still nobody out for Minnesota. Here it is, swinging a looping liner that's going to fall for a base hit and right. Another run's going to score. Buxton easily to third, and the Twins continue against Davies. There's still nobody out.
2-1 pitch. Buxton ground ball off the side of the mound into center field. Sano is going to come around and score as Buxton delivers another RBI single, and now it's 5-1 Twins. Trying to string together some hits here, get right back in it. Four-run lead for Minnesota. The pitch, ground ball, third base, backhanded by Sano, steps on third, throws to first, and Mauer stretches to get the double play. Instead of potentially two runs scoring on a double, it turns into a double play to end the inning for Minnesota.
2-2, and a swing and a base hit to left for Mauer. They're going to try to score another run. They will. That's an easy score for Castro, and Joe Mauer delivers again. He's 3 out of 4 tonight. That's his 43rd run batted in. Twins still have runners at first and second. 2 men are out at 7-2. Minnesota.
The Twins with a season-best fifth consecutive win as they take out the Brewers 7-2. Byron Buxton, 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. The Minnesota bullpen goes 6 2/3 scoreless frames, replacing Dietrich Enns in his big league debut, who lasted 2 1/3 innings. The Brewers, meanwhile, have lost 5 in a row. The Brewers continue to struggle of late. They dropped their 5th in a row. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
I don't think Zach pitched poorly. I mean, I think he... You know, he threw a ton of strikes tonight. He was a little bit of a victim of some, you know, a bunch of balls in play that hurt him. I don't think the ball was, you know, I didn't see outfielders. We weren't running cutoffs and relays all night by any means. So it was, they strung some hits together and, you know, put a couple good innings on him. Offensively, you know, we just, it's not enough, you know, and we got to step up here. I thought we did it. We obviously had a decent chance in the third, and you know, some good, you know, Aggie had a great at bat. I mean, stings a ball foul, obviously, and then works a walk. But then, you know, we let a couple of their relievers, you know, we get to a bullpen early and you let a couple of their relievers just kind of run through some innings, really just far too easy. That's something that we've struggled with. We've against these relievers, we're not putting up much of a fight against some of these relievers, and we got to be better against these relievers. Presley ran through 2 innings and 18 pitches, and you know, we did very little against them.
What do you make of that, Craig? It's almost like if they lose hard or something. We were talking about that too.
Right? I wouldn't say that. I think that's completely unfair to say that. Heart. I mean, that's wrong. That's wrong. Well, they're beating us. I mean, we're getting beat. You know, we're getting beat, but.
Are the at-bats as good as the game goes on, as they are?
We put together some good at-bats in the ninth. I think you're down. It gets a little harder for sure. This stretch has been difficult. I know we just, you know, we're a hit away some innings, but it's time to step up, that's for sure.
You were hit away there in the third. Is loaded, walk in a run, and then Manny just rips that one right down the line. Is that kind of just how things have been going for you guys lately?
We didn't get it done, so it's, you can say you hit it hard, and sometimes that's part of it, certainly. I'm not going to sit there and say that's, we can't use that as an excuse for 25 games, you know. So, I think often you can say you're a hit away. Sometimes you just got to get that hit. And then that's the bottom line.
Zach Davies, the loss, allowing 7 runs, 6 earned, and 5 2/3 innings.
Yeah, they're a great ball club. Great lineup, great pitching staff. It just hasn't been in our way this time. So hopefully we can turn the page after today, after the series, and change our minds on how we want to finish the season, and kind of take that over into Cincinnati and St. Louis the rest of the week.
Were you in here for the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share just what the message of that meeting was, or what the team takes forward from it?
It was just going back to having fun. It's just something where it's kind of escaped us a little bit these last few weeks after the All-Star break, and that's going to be something that we get back to, and it's going to propel us to finish better.
Have you been on teams where gatherings like that make a difference?
Definitely. When everybody buys into it, it makes a big difference. And it's nothing that anybody hasn't heard before, but it's just a kind of a friendly reminder that everybody's in it together.
Sometimes that slips away when they're losing, doesn't it?
Yeah, you start focusing on the negatives instead of taking positives out of each game, and trying to figure out a way to get back to that is more of relying on your teammate as opposed to trying to figure out something within yourself.
Keon Broxton with his 16th homer of the season and the loss he spoke after.
Yeah, it just takes one game. It takes one guy to do something great, one pitcher to do something great, something that sparks a fire on the team. And you just go from there. You just build off momentum. And that's just how it goes.
Have you seen meetings like this work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I've seen a lot of meetings work instantly, too. So we're definitely looking forward to that and see what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, because it's rare. It's, and you guys don't do it much, but that's kind of the point, right? You only do it when it really matters.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever it gets to a point to where there's more guys looking down on themselves than the actual team. So I think we've gotten to that point, and we just got to wash it, clean slate tomorrow, and get after it.
Up next, the Brewers begin a series at home against the Reds on Friday.